We have calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We've got text at 411-923. And we have email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Keith sent in a picture of a beautiful Palo Verde that was planted in 92 that towers over the second floor of his home that's a bedroom over a garage, so you know it's already probably prone to be an extremely hot room, and this Palo Verde just shades it all beautifully, and they had a microburst come through and destroy the tree.
Oh, man.
I shouldn't say destroy. It's still standing up, but you look at it, and he wants to know, you know, can I go ahead and continue trimming? What should I do? But looking at it, and what we've learned from Eisenhower is you never want to trim a tree back more than a third of its limbs at a time. Well, the storm has done that for you, Keith. It took a third of this tree out. So
I would
just trim up, you know, where the limbs would break. There's probably, you know, some jagged edges and some, you know, I would clean all that up. And any that might be half broken, trim those off. But for the most part, just leave it alone, and it'll come into a great growth cycle the next couple seasons, and you know, a year or two, you won't even notice.
Is it listing? Did the root ball come up?
Or no,
just,
no.
Just shattered the tree. Tore the tree up.
Like if you look at that. Picture's obviously
whack.
The summer when it's in full bloom, coming into the spring, and just picture the width of that. You know, you're probably looking at what, 50 feet width?
Pretty big.
You know, that's down to about 30.
Oops. All right. Well, let's get to the rest of the callers here. We have open lines at 1-888-767-4348. Hopefully, we won't have any other callers that are dealing with a 20-year problem. Let's see how we can help Mike down in Tucson. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rosie. How you doing?
Good.
Always glad to listen to you guys. I got a question regarding screening. We've got a place we bought down in Midtown Tucson. Needs some window screens. And we were looking at some of these security screens that they market as in how they would compare to like the old wrought iron window guards.
Right.
Are they any good?
Well, the demonstrations I've seen, they're pretty good. They're pretty convincing. I have to say, I've never installed any. But from what I can tell, from everything I see, your concern is primarily home security?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since I've got to replace some of the screens anyway, we were looking at that and saying, well, maybe it's worth putting security screens on. I don't know what the cost of them are.
I'm not familiar either, Mike. But the other thing you were considering is just the wrought iron frames that get bolted to the outside of the house.
Put on.
Well, I sure like the look of the security screens a lot better than those.
And realtors will tell you that as well.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing that screams bad neighborhood is those old iron bars over. Now, there's a way to do them decorative and make them look nice and kind of some old world sculpting on the metal, but that, you know, you start pricing yourself out of reality pretty quick.
But those crime guard screen demonstrations I've seen are pretty darn convincing.
Yeah, that's definitely the route I would go. And all you need to do is deter them for a few seconds. I mean, they're not going to sit there and beat. I mean, unless it's an extreme situation where, you know, they don't like to make noise, they don't like to be seen, a burglar's in and out, smash and grab. You deter them for a few seconds, they're gone. So,
yeah, I think statistics say that one, the number one point of entry by a home invasion or a crook is the front door. So, make sure you've got a good secure screen front door over the top of your wood solid core door. Make sure you've got good deadbolts with a 1-inch throw on it. Make sure the security screen door has non-removable pin hinges, and it as well has a good deadbolt with a 1-inch throw to it. And Romy's right. I believe statistically they'll tell you that someone's only going to spend about 30 to 45 seconds trying to get in your home. And if they can't in that amount of time, chances are they'll move on down the road. What you've got to remember is try and set your house up, and the crime guard screens are a good way, that your house doesn't look appealing. It doesn't look easy to break into. But they especially like front doors that are screened from view, where the neighbors can't see the front door or people down the street can't see the front door because of a plant or a screen wall or something like that. Make sure the front door has good line of sight for all the neighbors to see it.
Yeah, splintering wood sounds a whole lot different than shattering glass. Shattering glass, everyone's like, hey, something's seriously wrong. You hear other big bangs, you might look around, and if you don't see anything, what's the case? And most of these are not happening at night. You know, they're during the day when they expect everyone to be gone at work. So it's a great investment if you're concerned about security for your windows, because that is then the second place after the doors, front doors, they start hitting back doors and windows. And it's a great option to deterring anybody that would be there trying to gain access unwelcomed.